Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 197 of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Kim Schlag. On today's episode, I am spilling 5 secrets of highly successful dieters. These are strategies that my Fitter After 40 members have used to lose dozens and dozens of pounds. So if you're struggling with weight loss, if you're like, why is this not happening for me? What am I not doing right? This is going to help you. Let's get to it. Hello, my friend. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 secrets of highly successful dieters. Now, I know the word dieter and the word diet is a 4-letter word, and I get why that is. Diet culture has done a lot of damage. And for so many of us, we have had to do, or perhaps for many, still are doing work to unpack diet culture programming that is really deeply embedded in our lives. You know, even for me now, in the line of work that I do and how much work I did on myself before, some things still come up that surprise me. Just this week, my daughter and I decided to make some Christmas fudge, and she'd never made fudge before, and I haven't made it in many years. Now, we both love fudge. We buy it. Like, I don't know, where do you buy fudge? Like, I remember we were in Gatlinburg this fall and we bought fudge. We buy fudge at the beach. We like fudge. We just haven't made fudge in many, many years. So we go to choose a recipe, and I all of a sudden remembered my mom's standard Christmas fudge recipe, which I have not thought about in ages and ages. Now, whenever I bring up my mom in context of diet culture, I want to be clear that I love my mom. If any of you know me, know my mom, I love my mom. She's fantastic. I have a wonderful relationship with her, and I don't blame her for being so entrenched in diet culture, like literally to this day. So entrenched in diet culture. She did the best she could with the information she had when she was raising me. And it so happens that that information was highly steeped in diet culture. Okay, I like to make that clear. I love my mom. She's fantastic. All right, back to my mom's Christmas fudge recipe. She started making this when I was like an early teenager, and she made it every year, like all through my 20s. I think even when my kids were really little and she still lived close to me, we would still make it. She, you know, she doesn't live near me anymore. She lives in Tennessee, and we just, I don't know, I don't really make fudge when she comes to visit me here at Christmas. I just haven't thought about it in so long. And when I did the other night, I was literally shocked by the absolute wackiness that I had fully accepted as normal. It's wacky what was in this fudge. It was literally called low-fat fudge. So low-fat Christmas fudge. I don't even know why that was a consideration. Obviously, this was a recipe that was created in the fat is bad craze, that early 90s, like the Snackwells generation. Okay, here's the secret ingredient to the fudge. This is what sweetens the fudge and replaces a lot of the fat. It's just so bizarre. Baby food prunes. For the love of all that is holy, baby food prunes. Why? I had fully accepted that we did holiday baking with baby food, that was normal. What in the world? See, it's stuff like that that makes us have a bad taste in our mouth for the word diet. I can't even remember if the fudge, did the fudge actually taste good? I don't remember. The fudge we made the other night without baby food prunes was, it was delicious, delicious. So it's these kinds of things that give us a bad taste in our mouth for the word diet. When we think about the actual true meaning of the word diet, realistically, diet is simply the foods we eat. There's not really a short and catchy substitute word for dieter, so that's why I used it here in the title, 5 Secrets of Highly Successful Dieters. So I don't have to say something like crazy and convoluted, like 5 Secrets of Highly Successful Weight Lossers, Weight Losers, Calorie Deficiters, Calorie Deficiters. Calorie deficiteers. Okay, all of a sudden I feel like Lorelai Gilmore. Let's move on. Let's get on with the 5 secrets of highly successful dieters. Number 1, they eat mostly nutrient-dense foods, including plenty of protein. Maybe you've seen my old infographic. I so miss the days of infographics on Instagram. They are such a great teaching aid. One of my most popular infographics, I showed a 1600 calorie day of food. So for a person who was in a deficit at 1600 calories, I showed 1600 calorie 2 ways. One was a day of hyperpalatable food, like Starbucks cake in a cup coffee for breakfast. We've got McDonald's for lunch. We've got cookies. We've got soda, and not diet soda. It added up to 1,600 calories. So for a person for whom 1,600 calories was a deficit, that would be a deficit day. Now, on the other side of the graphic, it showed another day of food that also totaled 1,600 calories, but it was mostly single ingredient nutritious foods. So an apple, a piece of chicken, packs of tuna, broccoli, oats, along with a small amount of cookies. That part of the graphic was much fuller in terms of actual amount of food. Both of them are 1,600 calories, though. Can you imagine why the 1,600 calorie day with a mostly nutrient-dense food might be a better option? A, you might be hungry mighty quick with that hyperpalatable day. It's the same calories, but it's way less filling. It's lower fiber, lower protein, lots of quick digesting food. There's less volume, so you literally have less food for the same number of calories. Hunger makes it way harder to stay in a deficit. So with the nutrient-dense day, you have less hunger because you have more protein, more fiber, and more total volume. Also, and this is important, hyperpalatable foods are literally designed by companies' food scientists who engineer them to make them hard to resist. It's not an accident that, you know, your granola bar tastes delicious. It's not an accident that you want three of the brownies that you buy in the box at the store. They put this special combination of sugar, fat, and salt that makes us want more, which is why eating just one Pop-Tart is like, do I really want just one? I want more. It's this combination of sugar and fat and salt that makes us really crave them. So when we reduce the amount of those hyperpalatable foods, it makes it that much easier to resist the pull to eat more. Like, do you ever eat like five or six apples, three or four chicken breasts? We just don't do that. But do we eat five or six cookies, way more even? Absolutely. Do you eat one donut and think like, dang, I'd like two more? Sure. It's easy to overeat hyperpalatable food. So that's secret number one of highly successful dieters. Eat mostly minimally processed, nutrient-dense foods. Secret two of highly successful dieters, they eat similar foods a lot of the time. Now, I've often wondered about people like Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg who wear the same thing every day. And I don't think that I could personally streamline my life in the fashion arena in the way that they do, like wearing the same exact thing every day, because I enjoy fashion too much. Like, I like clothes. But their point is an important one and super relevant to weight loss. In an interview about his wardrobe of dark t-shirt, jeans, and a hoodie every single day, Mark Zuckerberg said this, quote, "I really want to clear my life to make it so that I have to make as few decisions as possible about anything except for how to best serve this community." So he's talking about his business. Think about how many decisions you make in a day. It's a lot. Like literally right now, pause the podcast and I want you to make a little list on paper. Every decision you've made today, you're going to be shocked at the number of decisions you've had to make. So when you reduce some decisions, it frees up your brain for other things. In terms of food, you can come up with a successful formula and then just apply that formula, adjusting it along the way if and when you maybe don't have the needed supplies or you get bored with your meal. One of the earliest nutrition exercises my Fitter After 40 members participate in is called the Perfect Day Assignment. They take their individualized calorie and protein numbers that they and I have worked up together, and they take a personalized protein cheat sheet that they create in another exercise inside Fitter After 40, and they use those with an app like Lose It or MyFitnessPal to work up a sample perfect day. Now, that perfect day would be a day where they reach their calorie range, they reach their protein target, and it includes foods they like. That is an important one. This isn't like a brain exercise. This is an actual, like, I want to eat this. So it has to include foods they like. Now, depending on the person, that might take 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but then they have it and they've learned a whole ton about themselves, their food preferences, the foods they typically eat, where they were lacking in protein. And from there, they then come up with one or two favorite breakfasts, a few lunches, and a few dinners. And then, depending on their personality, some people thrive on more variability, some are good with less. They just cycle through those meals. It works so well to not have to think and plan and decide every single day, what will I eat today that is in my deficit calories, gives me enough protein, it's nutritious, and I like it. Remember, they can always sub out like for like, or if you're not in the mood for something or you don't have something. So that's secret number two, eat similar foods a lot of the time. Secret number three of highly successful dieters, they do not over-restrict either in terms of total calories or specific foods. Over-restricting so often leads to compensatory overindulgence. So we over-restrict and then we go way the other way and we overindulge. We see this a lot in the evenings after a day of white-knuckling it. We see this a ton on the weekends after a week of white-knuckling it, right? So they make it through the week. This is probably going to resonate with so many of you. You make it through the week. You've white-knuckled it all week long. You know, you've survived on broccoli and chicken breast and salad with super low cal and low flavor dressing. And then you make it to Friday and you dive headfirst into pizza and beer or pancakes and donuts on Saturday mornings because you have placed those foods off limit or because you've been existing on 1,000 calories every day all week. You're hungry. Your cravings are through the roof. So give yourself some breathing room. Set yourself up to be able to sustain the deficit you are on for weeks and weeks and months, not just days. You have to think long term, not just how can I be at a super low deficit today. You have to think across the week, across the month, across many months, how can I sustain this? Highly successful dieters do not over restrict. All right, secret number four of successful dieters. They are flexible, not rigid. They expect hurdles, they plan for hurdles, and they remind themselves that they are practicing, not taking a test. Every day, every social experience, none of these things are tests. They are opportunities for practice. So instead of defaulting to an all or nothing thinking, they practice looking for alternative viewpoints. They reframe the all or nothing thought by finding shades of gray. Here's an example. Instead of thinking, I had the brownies, like I've ruined my diet. Instead, they could choose to think, one brownie does not erase my success. I've made significant changes in my life and I can expect that not everything is going to go perfectly. So they practice seeing things on a spectrum. Highly successful dieters give themselves options. It's not everything or nothing. Something always counts. Something counts. So if you were supposed to, you know, do a full workout today, but something got in the way, and instead you do, you know, a 10-minute circuit or a 20-minute walk, that still counts. It's not, I either do it or I don't do it. I'm seeing my Fitter After 40 alumni members excelling at this right now during the holiday season. They're checking in the Facebook group, talking about how they're navigating holiday parties and travel and work events with newly acquired flexibility about food and weight loss. And it is so exciting to see. It is so exciting to see. And you will find so much excitement in seeing yourself become a person who can be flexible around food, around holiday parties, around your workouts. It is really empowering to experience being that person. So that's secret four of highly successful dieters. On to the last secret of highly successful dieters. They get social support. This is huge, huge, huge. Relatedness is one of the three basic psychological needs that underlies growth. Your social environment can undermine or enhance your ability to repeatedly perform the behaviors you need to reach your goals. When you have social support, you are way more likely to persist at those behaviors. So seek it out. Look for friends, colleagues, fellow gym members, online groups that can be there with you, even if these people don't have the exact same goal, the exact same hurdle, the exact same circumstances in their life. The fact that they listen to you, reflect back to you, show interest, keep you accountable. All of these things matter. Highly successful dieters get social support. Now, I've thrown a lot at you today. Here's how I suggest you actually use what you've heard here today. I want you to pick one of these five secrets, just one, to practice incorporating. Here are two good ways to pick which one you want to start with. You could go with option number one, lowest hanging fruit. Consider which of those things I mentioned feels easiest to you and go with that. Option number two, go for the one that has gives you the biggest bang for your buck. So which one of those secrets feels like it could have the biggest impact on your ability to reach your weight loss goal? And you could start with that one. Either way is great. Pick one and get started. They're all helpful. You can't go wrong. So don't spend too much time mulling it over. And this actually, I'm going to give you a secret, a bonus secret for successful dieters. They do not procrastinate. They are not just reading and listening to podcasts and gathering information. They do. They take action and then they course correct as needed. So get going, be an action taker, pick one of these and go for it. Now, the secrets I've shared here with you today are the kinds of things that I will help you implement in your life and coach you through inside Fitter After 40. So if you're a woman over 40, you're looking to lose weight, get stronger, feel confident in your body, and you're not on the wait list for the spring round of Fitter After 40, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? I know you might be like, it's December. Like, I'm trying to get ready for Christmas. What are you talking about, the spring? I promise you, it's going to be here before you know it. Get your name on the list. I'll be in communication with you, giving you insights, helping you along the way from the new year all the way through when I actually intake people for the next round of Fitter After 40. And then you're going to know that you're on the list. You're going to get all the bonuses, the special discounts, so the best price. Your name will be there. So get on that list. You can get on the list in the show notes. I'll put the link there. You can also just go to my website, kimschlagfitness.com. Go to Fitter After 40, get your name on the list there. You can go to my Instagram bio. The link to Fitter After 40 is also there. All right. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I hope you found it motivational, inspirational, educational, organizational. If you did find value in this episode today, it would mean a great deal to me if you would leave a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you are listening to this episode on. It really does help to get this podcast in front of other people. Thanks so much for being here.